Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy held a press conference Thursday afternoon establishing his legislative and policy priorities that will move the state towards a more secure and stable future. There, the governor discussed the results of the conclusion of the 32nd Alaska State Legislature. The governor thanked legislators who prioritized Alaskans' needs over everything else as residents are seeing soaring fuel prices, runaway inflation, and economic fallout and trying to budget accordingly. He says that the $3,200 cash payout to Alaskans this year, made up of the permanent fund dividend and the energy relief check, makes it the largest PFD to date, which he says should assist significantly with Alaskans battling high rates of inflation.
The budget is a complete budget. In other words, that budget is ready to go, and the state of Alaska, when I mean the state of Alaska, I mean the people of Alaska, the comprehensive state, should take note that this budget is fully functional and that there's no need for this legislature to come back to fulfill its primary obligation, which is to actually execute a budget, which they did. In years past, we've had discussions about effective dates and CBR votes, et cetera, in order to complete the budget. The budget is complete. So we have a budget. People of Alaska need to know that. I think that's a good thing going into this year.
Dunleavy says the state's been fortunate with revenue.
Our revenue picture still is holding. I think it's about $105, $110 a barrel. I think the last time we had a press conference, there was always the question, what's your projection? What's it going to look like? So far, things are holding. There's a number of reasons for that, obviously. Some would attribute the revenue picture and the price of oil to what's happening in the Ukraine and this war with Russia. Some would also credit the administration in Washington with taking leases off the table, many leases, especially here in Alaska. This is all kind of added to an environment which we have oil at $100 plus. This budget also allows about $1.1 billion to be put into savings.
For more info, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance that would authorize an emergency harvest of spruce bark beetle-impacted forest lands, including spruce, which are dying or susceptible to dying, and establishes a framework to guide forest treatments. Borough Land Management has been working to develop management framework for a coordinated mitigation response in light of the progressing outbreak that began in 2016. The estimated 195,000 acres of severely impacted lands on the peninsula are closely monitored and surveyed by the State Division of Forestry, which are experiencing high rates of spruce mortality. The outbreak is affecting more than 1.6 million acres that were infested during the past 6 years. To add to the increased hazards, the borough is losing a valuable timber resource that could be utilized for fuel wood, fiberwood, lumber, or house logs for building, which could stimulate the local economy. 21,000 acres across the borough have been identified as high priority for planning and implementing forest management treatments, and additional areas are expected to become mapped as the infestation continues. Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce told the Assembly,
"What we're trying to do and what we're trying to do is get out ahead of receiving grants money and having the private sector, bringing the private sector in to take the initiative, take the lead. We'll manage it. We'll manage the permitting and the site selection and the trees. And up to now, whether you know it or not, we've gone to most of our schools and we've removed a lot of the dead trees around our schools and our borough buildings. Borough lands are the next larger project that we're targeting."
The ordinance includes a proposed sunset date of June 2025, which could be extended by future action of the Assembly. Pierce added,
"We'll make sure we protect the environment, make sure the permitting process is in place and the protocols are there."
A project page has been developed online, and we have links to that and more information on the story at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.